Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Anja Noro. I come from Finland, from National Institute for Health and Welfare, and I'm telling you about a survey concerning the new Elderly Care Act we have had last year. In my presentation, I give you a short background of the situation before the Act, tell something about the Elderly Care Act, and tell about the data collection, main findings, and some conclusions. Before we received this Act, Finland faced, as in many other countries, the population aging and the restricted funds, and also the how we organize health and social care services, it is in changing in Finland. Since 1970s, a preference for home-based care has been in Finland. And then there is lack of workforce, which is facing us. For information guidance, we have used these quality recommendations. But they were not powerful enough to provide change either in attitudes or in organizing services for elderly people. Hence the new Act was introduced. The Act has a long name, the Act on Supporting the Functional Capacity of the Aging Population and on Social and Healthcare Services for Elderly People. And it came in the force last year, 1st July. And the aim of the new Act is ensure high standard quality on services nationwide. And it means on age population level, and that means all those people who are 63 years old or older, the well-being, health, and functional capacity is supported, and also independent living. The purpose is also to improve the possibilities of the aging population to participate in planning and organizing the services on local level. And on age people level using services, it means improving possibilities to get good quality services on adequate time based on assessed individual needs, and that they receive services to their own home, but also to increase the voice of these users, so to hear them, what they want, and increase their self-determination. And when we receive this new Act, it means new challenges, both for municipalities, which arrange the services for the elderly population, and also for the service providers. When the bill for the new Act was accepted in the Parliament, there was set a prerequisite for it was that it is followed, how the implementation goes, and a special funding was given for the follow-up. And the purpose of the follow-up is in before and after study design to evaluate the implementation of the new Act on service organizer and service provider level, and assess can we really see change when the Act came into force. And also to evaluate health and functional capacity and service needs of aging population and evaluate costs of the implementation of the new Act. And the evaluation was conducted by the request of Ministry of Social Affairs and Health, by National Institute of Health and Welfare and National Supervisory Authority for Welfare and Health Care, which is responsible for the regulation of services in Finland. And in this presentation, I will tell you about the baseline results, what the situation was before the Act came into force. The baseline data was collected in last year, May, June, and the follow-up study will be done this month. Data was collected with structured questionnaires using Webpropol system in internet, and municipalities responsible for arranging services to their population or municipalities or group of municipalities. So there were 208, and response rate was finally 100%. The questionnaire was sent to civil servants responsible for elderly care services, and the questionnaire was long. There was 124 questions in it. And we sent questionnaires to public and private providers of long-term care. They were sent to leaders of the units, and in the questionnaire there were 43 questions. And it was 24/7 hours long-term care. That means health center, hospital, old age homes, and supported sheltered housing. And there were over 1,800 units answered to this survey. And also we sent this to home care providers, and 641 units responded. For monitoring staffing ratios, we had a one-week follow-up for the use of care time. We asked the vacancies in the unit and how much they used care time. And when we assessed these public and private providers, the coverage of patients and clients is about 90%, and we assessed that we received the units also about 90%. So 10% is still missing, and we have to have them along this year. In addition, that the data from national registers and statistics were used. And when we collected all this data, we published all these results on internet, on municipality and on service provider level, so everyone can go and look what they answered. And this is something it hasn't been done yet in Finland. And here are some results of the history, how the services in Finland have been developing. And here you see age-adjusted trends of long-term care services from 2001 to 2012. And when there is the deinstitutionalization, which we have been aiming at, you can see from the red line and this line here that the institutional care has been dropping. So it's coming down about 60%. And home care, which we are aiming at, is the green line. It's below zero, so it means that it hasn't grown as fast as hoped. Also, the support services that include meals on wheels, transport services, security services, it's quite stable. But those services which have increased are clients being cared with the informal care fee, and supported sheltered housing beds. And in Finland, supported sheltered housing is seen as home-based care, and health center, hospitals, and old age are institutional care. But when we combine this 24/7 care, so that there are sheltered housing institutions along, it's the red line, the total is coming down about 17%. So that means that the services have not increased as fast as the population has grown. And I will tell you some results of the surveys. And the first one comes from the municipality survey. And in the new act, there is a task for the municipalities that they should have a written planning and follow-up strategy for ensuring the well-being of AIDS population in action in the beginning of this year. And that means that there are several tasks in this act. They mean that they have to look health and social care services for the elderly. They have to look the functional capacity of those people in their area, monitor the risk groups, assess housing options, transport options, cooperation with other workers than health and social care services. So it's a kind of strategy how they handle the aging population in their own area. In the baseline situation, 57% of the municipalities already had this kind of strategy in action. But it seemed that it's quite a challenge how they make the follow-up and how they monitor the risk populations in their own area. As I said, there were quite a few tasks set for the municipalities and tasks, and here is the whether or not there is the municipal strategy and how many actions they say that they are covering already. And it seems that if they have a strategy, they are having more, three or more actions covered. And more often in big cities than in big municipalities and then small municipalities. Then there was the other one, because task for the care providers that they should assess systematically physical, mental, social, and cognitive needs of the clients with reliable measures. Because the old new Elderly Care Act, it's not based on AIDS. You can't get services based on AIDS. It's based on needs. And now you have to have a good measurement for the needs. And it seems that about a third of the care providers have a systematic reliable measure which measures four or more dimensions of these functional capacities. And it's more often in public services. And when we look at this private home care, then they more seldom do these assessments. And if we look, if we think about the preference for home-based care, then it should be available also during nights. But our care providers in home care, public providers, said that one-third do not provide nighttime home care, either in the week or in weekends. And among private providers, it was over 60%. So they only gave services during days and nights. And there was geographical differences, so that in the rural areas there was more seldom this nighttime services available. And if we think about those clients with memory illnesses or multiple needs, they need also nighttime care to survive at home. Before the act was launched, there was a lot of discussion in Finland, should there be these staffing ratios written in the act. And it means that minimum staffing ratio should have been 0.4, meaning that there would, for example, be 5 nurses to 10 clients. It's a vacancy-based measure. There was lots of discussion about that, but it was not written into act. But there is an ultimatum that if we this year find one unit with less than 0.5 staffing ratios, it will be written into law, but let's see what happens. When we looked at the baseline results, we found that in one fourth of the units had lower staffing ratios than 0.5. So if this continues, there will be few units having this. But these lower staffing ratios were found from this supported service housing. When we did further analysis of long-term care, quality of these long-term care units, and we found that the relationship between staffing levels and quality indicators were multifactorial, but no direct correlation could be found. The strongest predictors of quality were these functional dimensions, the needs of the clients. There are some practical implications from the baseline study. And it seems that the municipalities still have challenges to fulfill, for example, the strategy plans, if 40% didn't already have it, and all those who had, they weren't as good as they should have been. And the municipalities need to use good assessment systems. They need to focus on care and service plans, and also the decisions are made in adequate time. The risk populations should be studied, and they should develop early prevention and low-level services, how to easily contact to services. In municipal level, when they are organizing the services, they also need to make sure that there's adequate staffing and expertise for elderly care in the municipalities. And still, it's a challenge how to involve the older population in the decision making. And on care provider level, there are challenges also in the client need assessment systems. And there was that in the act that they have the care providers must ask the client's views, the client's relatives' views, and staff views about the care quality, perceived care quality. So how to do that, and with which kind of methods. So this is a huge challenge. And of course, the adequate staffing is the challenge there too. And the policy implications might be that although the deinstitutionalization has happened, it hasn't been fast enough. And there's a need to develop services, home-based services that make the home-based care possible. It might be that having these difficult economic times, it might be that the strengthening of the home care preference might be expected and to save some money. And we need different kind of ways to work when we have clients at home who have multiple needs. And based on our results, we could recommend not to write in the law of these staffing ratios, because then we will stick our staff in the institutions, not in the home care. And we are, when we are facing the lack of workforce, then it should be put in the home care, not in the institutions. And if we write it in the law or in the act, so then it's permanent there, permanently there. So also the staffing resources should be defined based on clients' needs for care and services. And when we are talking about this home-based care, then the clients with memory illnesses is a big issue, and it means that it's not on the responsibility of health and social care staff, but it's responsibility of the whole society. And when we are talking about home-based care, it means that we are caring, helping, and also rehabilitating the clients at home. And those figures show that already a huge proportion of our Finnish clients have memory illness, also among our home care clients. And some decisions also has to be made about this. Is there need for changing the contents of the act? And when we have this follow-up study, then we can assess that if the implementation process is quick enough, can we see some improvements in the Finnish situation? What are the obstacles? What kind of support we have to give to the municipalities and service providers that they can fulfill the tasks the Act has set? And also what kind of guidance is still needed, and also the regulation and supervision which these regulatory authorities do, how they have to change that we can develop more home-based systems for Finland. Here are some more information data, and if you can read Finnish, there's already a book published, and it can be found from those pages. Thank you.